It is in Quran that whoever will fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse is, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him sustenance from the resources which he will not even imagine. So he will be sitting on the business. A customer will come with a very beautiful deal and he will be surprised. Oh. And then he will make a shipment deal and it will arrive at a time when people will buy everything on many, many times of the price. And he will be very happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him rizq from such a way which he even will not expect. So beyond expectation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person the rizq. Then the sixth one is that the person who is muttaqi, he gets the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the verse of Quran is, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. All of us, we feel that in this life, we should have the support of someone. Some person in the government, some significant person of the society, some very rich person, some big person of the family. We should have a support of some big one. So the person who will be muttaqi, he will get the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be with him. And then the eighth one is that the person who will be muttaqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify his amal. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Or you who believe, you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you should say something which is straightforward. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify your deeds. Subhanallah. So look at this. What beautiful benefits of taqwa we can have in our life. And then if we act upon taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door of blessings, barakat, bounties upon us. The verse of Quran is, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That if those people of the town, they believed in Allah, they accepted Iman, and they acted upon taqwa, then we could have opened the doors of barakat from the skies and from the earth. Why sky and earth both have been described? Look at this. Our body is composed of two things. One is physical body and the second one is our soul. So we are two in one. The requirement of the body is different and the requirement of the soul is different. What is the requirement of the body? We can get from our earth. Water from the earth, our all crops which give us food from the earth, our clothes, crops come from the earth, we make our houses, whatever mines and things come, they come from the earth. So all the body needs are fulfilled from the earth. Food and fruit, vegetables, other crops, every need of our body we can get from the earth. But the need of our soul is the noor which comes from the sky, is the rahmat, is the barakat, is the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which comes from the sky. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that if you will act upon taqwa, we will give you everything from the earth which will fulfill the needs of your body, and we will send noor from the sky, and that will be the the fulfillment of the need of your soul. And then the 10th one, in our life we have got so many people whom we dislike, and sometimes we feel that they are our enemies, and they are always trying to do something bad with us. Sometimes we are afraid. We are afraid from our own life, or we are afraid from our business. Lot of fear is in our mind that this person is a bad person, and I am literally scared from him. So how we can save ourselves from our enemies? Number one, we do not know who is our enemy. Apparently, he might be our relative. He might be our friend. He might be our brother. But from his heart, he might be our enemy due to jealousy. So we do not know. So who knows that who is our enemy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows who is your enemy. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, then he will protect us from all the enemies. So that's why it has been said, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, and if you will keep patience and you will fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا, their planning cannot do anything harmful to you. Whatever they will have, their bad plans, they will not be effective at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you. So what a big benefit. It means we will not be only saved from the enemy who are from human beings. No, we will be saved from the enemy who is shaitan, our big enemy, our nafs. So this is the big benefit of taqwa, that due to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from all the makar of the enemies. If someone is going to tell us that I want to save you from all your enemy, people are going to pay him maybe thousands of rands. So look at this. But those people who will save us, they are not with us all the time. Maybe in short time of the day, they will be with us, and rest of the time, we are alone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with us. He will protect us from all the enemies. So what a big benefit of taqwa. And then the 12th one, that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help those people to go safely from Sirat, from over the Jahannam, who will be muttaqi. The verse of Quran is, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, whoever will be, he will have to pass upon the hell. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْدِيًّا, it is something decided from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no exemption at all. That ulama will be exempted, or the rich people will be exempted, or people of this color will be exempted, this race will... No. Anyone who has taken birth, he will have to pass over the hell on the day of judgment. Then what will happen? ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, we will save those people who will be muttaqi, وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِسِيَّا, and those who will be sinner, they will be put into the hell knee down. So look at the benefits of taqwa. A big benefit of taqwa is that the person becomes a beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why it has been mentioned in Quran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who are muttaqeen. So if you love someone, you save him from everything what is bad. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, He will save us from everything what is bad. If we love someone, we try to give him everything which can please him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, He will give us everything what will please us. He will make our circumstances so good that we will really be happy in our life. We will feel the enjoyment of paradise in our life even. That's why some of the awliya, they said that the person who will go on the paradise, the sign is that even in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the feelings of paradise sometime. And the other benefit of taqwa is that the person who will be muttaqi, his amal will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama yataqabbalullahu minal muttaqi. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the amal of those people who are muttaqi. Every one of us wants that our amal should be accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suppose we make dua, so we expect Allah accept our dua. But sometime it is not accepted. Why? Because we do not have taqwa in our life. And if it is not accepted, then what will happen? There was a bride, and the women were trying to beautify him, give him ornaments and clothes and everything. And after the completion of the mission, then one woman said, "Oh, you are looking so graceful, so beautiful." When she appreciated her, the bride, she started crying. So she found that maybe I have said something wrong. So she started making excuse, "Please forgive me. Maybe I said something which was not appropriate." She said, "No, whatever you said was right." "Then why you cried?" She said that you appreciated that I am so graceful and beautiful, and I thought in my mind that I am going to the house of my husband, my bridegroom. If he will look at me and he will not accept me, then your appreciation will be of no use to me. So my beauty will be good if it will be accepted by my husband. Similarly, people can tell us, "He is a big Sufi. He is a good alim. He is a good student. He is very pious." But what this appreciation will give us benefit if on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept us? So the point is that whether we will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, we go to purchase some fruit and we say, "Okay, give me this, this and this." And the shopkeeper, he tells us, "Oh, I have very good bananas. Can you have it?" We look at the bananas, even this, they are very good quality, good size, good taste, everything. We put a glance and we say, "No, I don't want it." Although the banana fruit was very good, we did not accept it. We don't want it. So maybe on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at our book of deeds and He will say, "Oh, I don't want its amal."